Leadership elections in the House of Representatives today produced a historic milestone. Nancy Pelosi of California became the first woman, Republican or Democrat, to lead a chamber of Congress. NPR's Linda Wertheimer has this profile of the new House Minority Leader.
For 15 years, Nancy Pelosi has represented San Francisco in the House. She was reelected last week with 80% of the vote, but she is not a California native. Nancy Pelosi is from Baltimore. She is a D'Alessandro, and that's a name that's remembered in her hometown. Her father was mayor of Baltimore for 3 terms. Before that, he served in Congress, elected 5 times.
When I was a very little child, I remember that we came over to Washington, D.C., to the swearing-in, when my father was sworn in. And my father told me that I had to wear a white dress and that he would hold me on his shoulder so that I could see everything. As we approached the Capitol, I had 5 older brothers, and they were saying, "There's the Capitol." And it was right in front of me, but I kept saying, "Capitol what? Capitol A, Capitol B, Capitol C?"
I spoke to Nancy Pelosi on the telephone last night. She said that was her earliest memory of Congress, but memories of politics go right back. Her father was mayor of Baltimore, as she put it, from the first grade through high school. She went to a Catholic high school for girls, the Institute of Notre Dame in Baltimore, and so did Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski.
The D'Alessandros were Baltimore. They lived in Little Italy. Even though they were so prominent, they never left their row house in Baltimore. It was about always holding on to your roots. So Nancy had politics in and out. They would have pasta, meatballs, and politics all going on at the same time. She also had a bunch of brothers, so I think that got her ready for dealing with the House of Representatives.
The ground-level practice of Democratic politics, of coalition building, of finding jobs for supporters, of exchanging favors and making and getting commitments was part of Pelosi's life from her earliest days.
I can't remember a time when the table at the entrance to our home was not covered with bumper stickers, buttons, or placards. They called them placards in those days, lawn signs these days. It seemed like it was always election time. And my parents instilled in all of us that we all had a responsibility to help people, and we could do that by electing Democrats.
One of her brothers was elected mayor of Baltimore, but Pelosi headed west with her new husband, Paul. Barbara Mikulski remembers their wedding as an event.
Everybody wanted to know what was Nancy wearing and how long the train was and how many bridesmaids and where was she going to get the cake. There was rivalry with the Italian baker shops. And then off she went to San Francisco to emerge in politics there.
Pelosi traded one Democratic stronghold for another. The San Francisco district she now represents is one of the most liberal in the country. She describes her early years there as centered on children, she has 5, and volunteering for the Democratic Party. She eventually chaired the state party and in 1987 ran for the House, the choice of her predecessor, Congresswoman Sala Burton, who died that year. In Congress, Pelosi has worked on issues like AIDS and human rights, especially human rights in China. She won important committee assignments on appropriations and intelligence. She has a nearly perfect voting record as measured by liberal organizations like the ACLU. But California Congresswoman Jane Harman dismisses the idea that a liberal cannot lead the Democrats.
I don't think you could corner her as the San Francisco liberal. I think that she contributes an informed set of views and is tough when she needs to be tough. And at a time when our homeland is under assault, I don't think Nancy shrinks 1 second from meeting the challenges we face.
Along with many other Democrats, Harman credits Pelosi with giving her important help in her own campaigns. As Nancy Pelosi learned at home in Baltimore's Little Italy, it is relationships that matter. And that's especially true inside the House of Representatives. As she demonstrated with a lopsided vote today, Pelosi can count the House, and her colleagues expect she will skillfully manage legislation for the party. Although this is an historic day for the House to elect a woman party leader, the key decision was made a year ago when Pelosi won an election to be whip, the first step on the leadership ladder. Today, her first words to reporters on winning were, "I've been waiting for this for 200 years.
I didn't run as a woman. I ran again as a seasoned politician and experienced legislator. It just so happens that I am a woman, and we have been waiting a long time for this moment.
The new minority leader, Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi of California. I'm Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.